this is not a Muslim ban. What, its text doesn't have anything to do with religion. Its operation doesn't have anything to do with religion.
What he said was that we have a problem with Muslims in the United States.
The only thing they've got are to reach back and say, well, we know, despite its text and operation, what was in the president's head.
What he said was, I'm going to ban Muslims, period. And then he said, I'm going to do it by talking territory, not Muslim, which is what he did, Your Honor.
He's never repudiated what he said about the Muslim ban. It's still on his website. The district court here found that it's on his website, campaign website, today.
That debate ought to be left where it belongs, in the political arena, and this injunction should be vacated.
Arguments in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday over the Trump travel ban, one of a number of Trump policies that will apparently be decided in the courts. But we learned over the weekend that someone not in a courtroom but in the Texas State House wants to help. Governor Greg Abbott says he'll help enforce the Trump immigration policies regarding undocumented immigrants in local communities. Governor Abbott declared he would overrule local law enforcement officers found to be resisting presidential orders. And Abbott says his order has real teeth.
Now, this law imposes penalties up to $25,000 per day, and it can lead to jail time and removal from office for any official who refuses to comply with the ban on sanctuary cities.
Criminal and civil penalties for local government entities and law enforcement that fail to comply with the federal immigration laws. That's what the governor has proposed and the legislature has confirmed. So how does that sit with Texans who carry a badge? In most cases, not very well. Art Acevedo is chief of police in Houston. He says the Trump policies have already made his job harder, and this will make it that much worse.
It's troubling when the legislature decides that they will not allow police chiefs to run their organizations consistent with the priorities and the values of the community that we serve at the local level.
And your mission at the local level is sort of peace and tranquility in Houston, and you've got a lot of things to deal with, not simply the policy of the federal government, right?
Well, that's right. And if you think about immigration enforcement as the sole purview of the federal government, and you know, my community wants us to have a laser focus on public safety, on fighting violent crime and property crime, and we do that regardless of one's socioeconomic status or their immigration status. We don't care if they're documented or undocumented. If they're out committing violent crime or property crime, we're going to come after them with our very limited resources to try to keep Houston safe. And this does not help with that mission.
And if there is a chilling effect from whatever quarter on people cooperating and speaking with the police, what does that do to your job?
Well, I mean, it's a loss in terms of the safety, the collective safety of Houstonians and by extension of all Texans when folks go further into the dark, go further into the shadows and are afraid to come forward. Luckily for the people of Houston, they have a police chief that is an immigrant himself, that is bilingual, and that will continue to speak to this community, letting them know that the only ones that need to fear us are criminals, those that are out violating our criminal statutes. And if they're a victim, if they're a witness or they know something, they need to come forward because we're here to serve everyone equally.
Is there a Texas Rangers that the governor can call out to basically stop you from doing your job?
Well, I mean, the law includes some criminal statute, criminalizes leadership, criminalizes prioritization, criminalizes police chiefs being telling, you know, someone that I would call one of those outliers. I guarantee you most cops aren't going to go around asking people, let me see your papers if they have an accent and don't speak English. Matter of fact, they understand that people don't even have to answer any question regarding their immigration status. And so this is a more political theater and nothing else. But at the end of the day, there is a part of the law that says that they can actually charge with the Class A misdemeanor if we have a policy saying they can't ask. But what they forgot is that racial profiling is absolutely a violation of law. It's a violation of our Constitution. And our officers, if they decide to go out and start asking everybody about their papers, they better be careful because we will not tolerate racial profiling in any form.
Now, you know, I'm in support of, you know, following the law, but you have a balancing act here, right? And it's been going on for a long time, many years. Can you describe that?
you know, here are the unintended consequences. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that this is having a chilling effect. I know that because we've already looked at the first 3 months of data from last year, 2016, versus the first 3 months in 2017. And we've already seen a 42.8% reduction in the reporting of rapes by Hispanic members of the Hispanic community, while there was an increase in all
Wait a minute. Back up there. 42%? Yeah.
42.8% through the first 3 months of 2017 versus the first 3 months of 2016. And we've also seen the same thing as it relates to all Part 1 crimes where Hispanics we've seen a reduction in the reporting by Hispanics and an increase by everyone else. So the unintended consequence of this political theater is the fact that Texans are less safe. All Texans are left safe. And then the unintended consequences are that if you see your if that nanny, that the gardener, the pool person, somebody working in someone's house that's undocumented, sees someone's little son or granddaughter at the school bus stop kidnapped by some pedophile and thrown into a van, that person
or even
will
or
not
even hit, or even hit by a car and just, you know, or get on their bike gets into an accident.
People will not want to be fully participate in society, and that's a loss for everybody. And quite frankly, if they were interested in immigration enforcement, they don't need to tack that on to state and locals. All they have to do is suspend the business license of anyone they catch. But we know that this is, we know what this is all about. It's about the next primary election and not about public safety, because if it was about immigration, they didn't need to include us. They could have simply taken on the businesses that employ folks that are undocumented. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, as far as I can tell.
Finally, Chief, there's a constituency that's going to listen to this and say we just cherry-picked the most leftist police chief in the state of Texas and found you there in Houston. And, of course, you're going to say what you're saying.
You know, I say hogwash. My job, my sworn duty is to speak based on my 31 years of service. This has been my entire adult life, and I can tell you that as the first vice president of Major City Chiefs, which comprises over 65 biggest departments in the country, this is our collective judgment. And the sad truth is that people that have dedicated their lives, their entire lives, adult lives, to keeping Americans safe, what we've had to say has had zero bearing on this debate. And what will happen is that we will now suffer the consequences in terms of a less safe community.
All right, Chief. Well, you better get back to it there in Houston.
We will. We're going to continue to build bridges and not burn them.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Art Acevedo is Chief of Police in Houston, Texas. The governor's office in Texas told us yesterday that, quote, civil penalties are enforced by the Texas Attorney General's office and removal is an option available to local prosecutors, not the Texas Rangers. This is The Takeaway.